Thank you for reading that, Catherine. If I could set you the technical challenge of taking something like the contact and putting it into John 3. Keep 1 Kings 19 open because we'll be in there. But if you can find John 3, it's page 1065, 1066. We will cross-reference to there a couple of times later on. Let's pray for God's help as we come to his word. Father God, we thank you that you are a speaking God. We thank you that you call us to you as your family. We pray that by your Spirit's work, we may hear you, we may understand you, and we may be moved to obey you and love you more. Amen. So 1 Kings 19, you may have been with us the last few weeks as we've been going through these chapters in 1 Kings, but let's remind ourselves of the immediate context we're in. We're in the northern kingdom of Israel. There's northern kingdom of Israel and Judah at this time. And northern kingdom of Israel has idol worship. They have high places of worship. They've been cut off from Jerusalem, which is in the southern kingdom of Judah. Generally got bad kings. And it's generally getting worse in leading the people in bad behaviour and rejection of God's. But they also have prophets to speak God's word of warning and calling the people back to him. Our current bad king is Ahab, who's married to Jezebel, and the prophet is Elijah. And if you remember a few weeks ago, at the beginning of 1 Kings 17, Elijah says to Ahab, the king, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." He's declared a drought on the land because of Ahab's wickedness. Beginning 1 Kings 18, we hear that in the third year of the